sorry.
Next on the agenda is the offenders cases here. I believe that there's four of them scheduled for this meeting. Before we begin, Mr. Hall here is going to brief the commission to a degree on the requirements under the new law of Code of Virginia here as it pertains to license sanctions. We've had inklings of this earlier this morning. We're going to flesh out a little bit. Mr. Hall.
I'm going to move fairly quickly, so if you have questions, let me know. As you heard this morning, there were amendments to our license revocation statute during the last General Assembly session, and it's the 28.2-232, and it limits our authority to revoke licenses in certain circumstances where a person is a first-time offender, which means they have one violation or even multiple violations stemming from the same incident, then the only licenses we can take are a single license that applies to a single fishery. So what we're really talking about is a gear license there. Where there are multiple violations, again, which would be sort of separate incidents separated in time, at least in some measure, within 5 years, then we can revoke all of them, just like we used to be able to. The amendments also changed the calculus for revoking privileges, whereas it used to be almost an automatic, or the commission considered it almost as an automatic carry-on to the revocation of licenses. Now you have to consider certain enhanced factors for revoking privileges. So in setting the length of the revocation for the licenses, you have to consider whether the person is a repeat offender, and when you're considering whether to revoke privileges, you consider whether they're a habitual offender. And that's the difference of degree. It's not a precise, one cutoff. But generally, you'll be able to, I think a good rule of thumb would be that if you look at their sort of rap sheet, so to speak, their prior convictions, and they have multiple convictions spanned over, several years and a fairly regular type of behavior, then you're within the habitual realm. Again, so going back to the license factors, there's abusive conduct towards police officers is another factor you consider, whereas for privileges, you consider whether they committed the offense during a license sanction period. So if they were on probation when they committed the new violation, or if they were actually under a revocation when they committed the new violation. And finally, for the licenses, you consider the harm that occurred to the natural resources, the seafood industry, and the public health from the violation. And for privileges, you consider whether there was severe harm to those same things. So again, a difference of degree. To take into account these statutory amendments, we've amended the guidelines that we use for bringing cases before you and recommending sanctions. A copy of the draft amended guidelines were included in your packet. I will say that the version in your books is different in one respect, or actually two respects, from the one that went out with the packets, and that is the notes at the bottom. The old version had a grammatical error in the one note that was included, so that one has been reworded, and that's the first note that just says that the commission has the discretion to impose a civil penalty and to revoke privileges in certain circumstances, and that the guidelines really don't address that. And the second note just addresses how to use the table when there are two violations within 5 years, and that is you look in the table for each offense, look at the recommended sanction in that second recommended sanction column, and then you take the most severe of the recommended sanctions, and that's the one that we'll be recommending. So if you look through here, besides the oyster fishery, most of the fisheries don't have any recommended sanctions for single violations. You have a few for crabbing without a license is one, and some other crabbing violations, and a very few of the commercial finfish violations include recommended sanctions for single offenses, and all of those are probations, just to get around the sort of hinkiness that's in the law with regard to the limited authority to revoke licenses for the single violations. For oystering, there are a few more. Most of those are probations, but there are a few that staff felt were serious enough and that actually endangered the public health that a revocation of a gear license was appropriate. So if you see the, you know, harvesting oysters from condemned area, failure to follow warm water restrictions are the two big ones there. So unless there are questions, we would ask that the commission adopt the revised guidelines. And yes, Mr.
Question. First of all, these are still just guidelines.
That's correct. They're not binding on you. The statute is binding, but not the guidelines.
And then secondly, with the statute, it limits us with first-time offenders for revocations.
That's correct.
It says what we can do for first-time offenders. But it has nothing to do with probation. We still have 5 years is our maximum probation.
Yes, sir.
And there's no limit on whether it's a first time or whatever.
That's correct.
Right, that was my question. Thank you.
And I will sort of cabin the idea of the first time offender. It's if you have only one violation within 5 years. So if you have multiple violations but they're older than 5 years, then you're still under the first time offender rubric.
Can I just clarify for everybody, when it says revocation of gear license, we're talking about specifically in the fishery where the violation occurred.
That's correct.
So if they committed a violation in the crabbing fishery, but all they have is an oyster license, you can't revoke their oyster license.
Right. So I'm the only
for first offense.
Only time under the guidelines that would actually occur would be in the oyster fishery, because that's the only one that we've recommended revocations for first-time offenses. And there, so if you had a harvesting of oysters from condemned area, you could revoke their like hand scrape license, but you couldn't take any other license, like a crab pot license or anything else.
So if they're oystering with no license, we have no recourse other than put them on probation?
For first-time offenders, that's largely correct. I mean, we could say that we won't issue you a gear license, but, again, that's largely not terribly effective, I would say. So
I'll speak a bit to what I perceive to be the intent of the General Assembly, which was to let offenders get a first-time break, let them be properly warned and chastised by the commission without a threat of losing their livelihoods. But if there's a second or a subsequent offense within 5 years, the General Assembly's intent was do as you wish up to 5 years. Is that a fair assessment, Counselor?
I won't claim to be a counselor, but yes, I think that's a fair assessment.
Okay. You're still a licensed attorney, correct?
I am.
All right.
But not practicing.
Doing something.
So if you all have had a chance to look over these new matrix guidelines here, we'll need a motion to accept them just to get them on the record as kind of the guidelines for future discussions with offender cases.
I move to accept these as presented as guidelines.
It's a motion by Mr. Neal. Second by Mr. Zedron.
Yes.
Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes.
One more point, if I may. Just to those offenders who are sitting out in the audience, the cases are being presented under these new guidelines, and they are more lenient than the old guidelines, so they are not suffering in any way by the adoption of the new guidelines.
Thank you for making that notation here. I don't want anybody in the audience, any offender here, to think that we just changed the rules midstream that would somehow harm you. It does not. It actually cuts you all a break, serious break, so in keeping with the new law. So to that end, is Mr. Raymond Elborn present? Thank you. Counselor, would you identify yourself, please, for the record?
Yes, sir, Mr. Commissioner. I'm William Vivarette, attorney practice in Tappahannock.
Welcome. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming all this way, and I want to thank you for your patience.
Yes, sir.
This has been a pretty grueling day for the commission. We're not used to ending our habitat caseload at 4 in the afternoon.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate very much the opportunity to appear for
Okay, so what we're going to do here is staff's going to present some of the basics. The officer will testify as to the court action and the events surrounding the circumstances, and we'd love to hear from you at that point. You can cross-examine anybody that you would like. We're trying to achieve a sense of justice here on the board's decision here on whether a license sanction should be enacted in this case or not.
Yes, sir, and Mr. Commissioner, just for purposes of expediting, not to mess with your procedure, but we're not contesting the allegation as presented in your report. So
okay.
That streamlines the process.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'll accept that as a proffer. But in the meantime, here, let me get Ms. Iverson to get the basics on the record.
Yes, sir.
This, of course, any action by the commission is appealable to the circuit court. So,
Mr. Commissioner.
Mr. France.
Yes, I'd like to abstain from any comment or vote on this case. I do know some parties involved.
Okay, Mr. France, we'll abstain from this.
This is our first case, Mr. Raymond Elborn. These are his current new convictions and pending lawful fishing, commercial crabbing, and unlawful fishing in Commonwealth without first obtaining required license. These are the licenses that Mr. Elborn held 2017, 2016, and his previous conviction of a crab pot violation in 2006.
Okay, officer. Officer Mitchell, I think I need to swear you in here. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record into the microphone.
Officer Fred Mitchell with the Junior Marine Police.
Can you tell us what happened here? What was this?
This is a little bit of a confusing case. On January 24th of this year, the Commonwealth Attorney in Richmond County, C.A. Tribble, called me and advised me that they were working a case of larceny of crabs. Their sheriff started working a case and wanted to know if there was any more charges that the Marine Police could bring forward after this. So after reviewing the case, it was suggested that we charge with impeding lawful fishing and fishing without a required license. Mr. Elborn was caught fishing Mr. Morris's pots, Jonathan Morris, who was a victim of the larceny. They actually got him on a few pictures of him and got him videotaped as a confession. So after reviewing all this, it was found that I could charge with these. So I obtained the summonses for Mr. Elborn and went to his house. I obtained the summonses on February 10th, and they were served on February 13th at his residence in Essex County. And during this, I served warrants. I didn't ask any questions, but he did advise that he was desperate to get crabs on that day because he had someone waiting for crabs. And everyone advised that he doesn't know how to say no to anybody. He also made a comment that he didn't take two bushels. He only took three dozen from Morris's pots. I think it was the two bushels that he was originally charged for the larceny. And he was found guilty of petty larceny in Richmond County, and I believe in a plea agreement, he pled guilty to the two charges with us.
The two charges being unlawful fishing without first obtaining a license and impeding lawful fishing?
Yes.
Were those convictions dates May 10th of this year? Or excuse me, March 10th of this year?
I believe so, yes, sir. Yes, March 10th.
Anything else to add to this?
No, sir.
What was his demeanor?
Very cooperative.
Very good.
Not the first problem.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Seeing none, counselor. Would you like to ask some questions, cross-examine?
No questions.
From here, what would you like?
Just would want to add, that's a very fair and accurate summary of what happened. Mr. Elborn has paid all of his fines and costs. He is here asking for the benefit, I think what we just heard as far as the General Assembly given him, although you notice he does have the an issue with a crab pot violation back in 2006, a long time ago. He is before you seeking mercy. This is going to be his livelihood. He's here with his wife. He wants the opportunity, would ask you to follow. I think the matrix would still call for a guideline of probation. He wants the opportunity to demonstrate that he's not going to let anything like this ever happen again. He's obviously suffered with the conviction before the court, the embarrassment and the shame of a small community, but he has accepted full responsibility. So we'd ask you to place him on probation and give him the opportunity not to ever be back before you leave.
Any questions from the commission?
If I can ask his client a couple questions.
And he's prepared to answer anything that the commissioners would like to
answer. Mr. Elburn, I do need to swear you in here if you're going to testify.
He is a little hard of hearing. So.
Mr. Elburn, I need to swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you, Mr. Elburn.
A couple questions.
Mr. Zedron has a question.
A couple questions.
Mr. Elburn, will you please state your name in the microphone? What's your name, sir?
Raymond Elburn.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Elburn, John Zedron here. A couple of questions here. Did you know Jonathan Morris?
Not personally.
Okay. Did you know Wayne Morris?
I've seen Wayne Morris before, but I don't really know him personally. Just a short acquaintance.
Okay, and something that kind of struck me unusual that maybe you can help me here. When the officer was arresting, I believe, the officer indicated he asked you if you had ever been charged with anything in the past. And your reply was, well, this is the first time I've been caught.
That's just a figure of speech. I didn't mean that I had done anything wrong before.
That's why I wanted you to explain that, because the way it sounds, that you've been doing it for quite a while. Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other questions from the commission? Counselor, is there anything you'd like to add?
Nothing additional.
Okay. Stephanie, what's the new revised matrix guidelines suggest for the commission's consideration?
The commission matrix of guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of crabbing without a license with eligibility within 12 months should result in at least a one-year probation in accordance with Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia. The matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Elborn on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, July 25, 2017, through July 24, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Elborn's part to obey any of the laws or regulations related to the marine resources of the commission during the one-year probation will result in Mr. Elborn appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
We're asking the board to, or the commission rather, to adopt the recommendation from the board.
I got a question for her.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at this thing. It says he's got a commercial fisherman registration license.
Yes, sir.
What does that mean?
A commercial license?
Well, I mean, is it fishing or is it crabbing or is it what?
Commercial license means you're allowed to sell your catch in the state of Virginia. Whatever gear that you're eligible to purchase, you can purchase any gear commercially.
Okay. Thank you.
So the staff recommendation is it's the matrix guidelines recommendation. Here you can deviate up or you can deviate down to some degree here if you wanted to go with a lower probationary period or greater. It's up to the commission. Mr. Tankard.
Well, his attorney seems to be, and Mr. Elburn seemed to be happy with the 1 year probation, so I move that we follow staff recommendation with this in this regard.
Well, the matrix guideline is for a year probation. Is that your motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's a motion by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Neal.
No.
Question for Mr.
He jumped in this thing. That was a comment. You know, the crabbing without a license, that's, you know, 1 year probation, but basically what I've got is I've got a waterman stealing from another waterman, and that bothers me. That makes me angry, and I wish Wayne France wasn't abstaining from this discussion, because I'm not a waterman, and I would like to know what a waterman thinks about someone else stealing his crabs. I just don't know how big an issue that is. If that was my livelihood, it would be a big issue for me. Someone taking the crabs out of my pots and stealing from me. So it's not, in my mind, it's not this fishing without the proper license. It's stealing. And which he was one of the things he was convicted of. All we're going to be able to do is probation. It's just really a matter of how much. And I'm not real concerned about whether he's happy with it or not.
Yeah.
Mr. Neal, if I could just address one issue, and I certainly agree with your concern, sir, and I know my client understands where you're coming from. He has accepted the additional sanction. Obviously, this is not a board that sanctions him for criminal conduct, but he has accepted responsibility and has been convicted of a misdemeanor related to the larceny and did receive a period of probation as well as having to pay his costs and fine in that matter. So he has suffered that consequence as far as the criminal side. But your concerns are very valid, and certainly, again, that's where I was trying to address those concerns that he's in the community, this is a known situation. I guess
that's where I'm coming from, is that community, that waterman's community. His not having the proper license, they put him on probation. It's that he took from another waterman. That's my,
yes, sir.
That's my bigger issue. That's just more of my comments. I would actually up the probation, but.
So what would you do then, Dr. Neal?
A couple of years of probation, just because of that. I would love Wayne France. I would love the Morses to be here, if I'm assuming they're not. I'd love to have more experience with this.
You asking for a license?
No, God, no. I don't want to make a job of it. I don't work that hard.
We have a motion by Mr. Tankard for a year of probation. I have not heard a second. And with lack of a second, that motion will die. So let me ask, is there a second? Is there a second? Is there a second? Mr. Tankard, motion dies for lack of a second.
That's all right.
Commission operates on motions.
I'll make a motion for a 2-year probation period.
It's a motion by Mr. Neal for a 2-year probationary period in this case. Is there
second.
A second? Second by Mr. Zedron. Is there discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. I find this to be an appropriate path forward here. Mr. Elburn, you're on 2 years of probation. Dot the I's, cross the T's, don't steal from anybody. We don't want to see you back here. You have a very good attorney here who's done a very good job, but the commission has decided 2 years of probation. Don't make a mistake, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well done, Counselor. Next case, Mr. Carlton Duncan.
I mean to cut you short, Andy. Use that time.
Is Carlton Duncan in the room?
Thank you, man.
Mr. Carlton Duncan is not here. The commission has options. The commission can suspend his license until he appears or can hear the case in his absence. Officer York, do you have something that you could add that might be pertinent to the commission's decision on whether or not to hear the case in his absence? Please come forward, sir. Let me swear you in here. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you got? Please state your name for the record.
My name is Stephen York.
Officer York, what can you tell us here if you know anything about Mr. Duncan's whereabouts and or reason he's not appeared?
Yes, Mr. Duncan is homeless. He lives in the sand at Rudy Inlet. He is not. He doesn't show up for court as well. A lot of his the hearings that I'm going to testify to, he wasn't present in court. He was heard in his absence. I don't believe he's going to show up here.
I move we hear the case and then they can sense to postpone it.
Second.
Second.
All right. Well, then I see heads nodding here. We're going to proceed with the case here in Mr. Duncan's absence here. So let's start. Ms. Iverson, if you would, here.
This is Mr. Carlton Duncan. He has new convictions of selling seafood without a license, possession of condemned oysters, and his second offense, third offense, is fishing without a saltwater fishing license. In 2017, these are the licenses and permits that he held. He had a saltwater fishing license in 2016. Those are licenses that he held. These are previous convictions that he has incurred over the last few years.
Officer York, what can you tell us about this case?
Yes, sir. On May 13, 2016, Mr. Duncan was observed in Pretty Lake Community Fishing Pier in Norfolk without a valid saltwater fishing license. His court date was June 10, 2016. His fine was $20, $129 cost. On February 18, 2017, myself and Officer Griffin were working in plainclothes capacity down at Rudy Inlet, where we observed the offender, Mr. Duncan, down picking up oysters under the Rudy Inlet Bridge, putting them in a 5-gallon bucket. He approached me and asked me if I bought seafood. I said, absolutely, what you got? He told me he had oysters, half a 5-gallon bucket. He showed them to me. And he said, how much you got? How much you gonna pay me for them? I said, well, how much you want for them? He said, well, in the store, they're about 79 cents a piece. I'm like, nah, it's about 50 bucks. It's too much money. So he made an agreement that, you know, I'll take $20 for him. Once he did that, I identified myself. He put his head down with old shit. At that time, a couple of summonses were issued. One for April 11, 2017, Virginia Beach District Court. Possession of condemned oysters, his fine was $750, suspended $500, probation for 12 months, and the court cost was $150. The other one was sell seafood without a license, same incident. April 11, 2017, Virginia Beach General District Court, his fine was $500, he was found guilty, and the cost was $126.
Just a stupid question here. When he offered to sell you the oysters, for the record, you were not wearing a uniform?
No, I was not.
I mean, there's...
That was my main concern at the point, because that is a tourist place where you were selling them, and our main concern was he was trying to sell oysters to tourists down there, which could make them sick as well, because they come from a condemned area.
Yep. Well, Stephanie, what's the matrix guidelines call for in this case, the revised guidelines?
So harvesting oysters or clams from a condemned area, of course, a one-year revocation of your licenses and a concurrent five-year probation. Commission guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters from a condemned area within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year revocation of the gear license and concurrent five-year probation. Because Mr. Duncan does not have a gear license, this violation should result in a five-year probation. In accordance with Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the matrix guidelines suggest to the Commission to place Mr. Duncan on probation for a period of 5 years from the date of this commission meeting, July 25, 2017. through July 24th, 2022.
Well, Mr. Tankard, you look quizzical.
Yes, could you go back to the last slide, Stephanie? Now the red line, the red thing that you have, I don't see probation listed in any of those.
1 year revocation. Yeah, he doesn't have any licenses to revoke.
Right.
That's the reason why there's no recommendation from the matrix to, the recommendation is for 1 year because he has nothing to revoke. That's why the five-year probation is the next thing that you can do.
Okay. Mr. Neal?
You know, this is just a bad case. First of all, he's got more than one conviction because he's also caught fishing without a license within the 5 years. So he's a – if I understand what was explained to me earlier, the new General Assembly restrictions on revocations and stuff do not apply in this case because he is a two-timer.
Correct.
Two separate, totally separate incidences of conviction. So we can do up to 5 years of pretty much anything. I'm not sure doing anything is going to do anything. is the problem. He has no licenses for us to revoke. This is a serious case, so we could consider revoking fishing privileges because the public health, I mean, that issue of going to get oysters in the condemned area and selling them to tourists is about as bad as you can get. And
right.
For our seafood industry, that's just a bad thing. For the public health, that's just a bad thing. I don't know what the right answer here is, and I don't know what, you know, 5 years probation, I'm not sure what that's going to do. Revoking, I'm not sure what that's going to do. Even taking away his fishing privilege, I'm not sure what that's going to do either. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. I expect you're going to see him again.
Let me ask a question.
Mr. Cedra.
Do we have the option of imposing a civil penalty on this guy?
No, I don't believe we do. He would have had to have been convicted of fishing while his license was under revocation. Okay. And that wasn't the case. So, Mr. Taggart?
I mean, if we gave him 5-year revocation, at least when our officers see him near the water, they can be suspect right away. I mean, it gives us some advantage of future enforcement against what is obviously a repeat offender.
Commissioner Bull, could he apply for a residential individual sport fishing license and receive one?
Well, yes. If he's on probation, yes, he could.
So maybe that's something to...
That's true.
Conceivably,
it's possible. Yeah.
I don't see why we'd let this guy near the water.
Yeah. Well, this is uncharted territory.
I move for 5-year revocation.
So the 5-year revocation, I want counsel's official stance on that.
He doesn't have any licenses to revoke,
but
is my concern. So I'm not entirely sure how that would work.
Could we make him ineligible for, if he were to apply for a sport fishing license in the...
Any type of license.
Well,
5 years or a certain amount of time.
As I recall, a license revocation is the revocation of licenses and the prohibition on the issuance of new licenses.
Correct.
for a set period.
Wouldn't it take away privileges also?
And
we have to decide that separately.
That would have to be a separate vote.
Yeah.
Under the new law here, and you would have to find him, Mr. Duncan's behavior to be either habitual or while under revocation or engaged in a behavior that threatens the public health.
I have a question, please.
Ms. Block, is that a correct assessment?
Just add that it has to be severe harm that may occur to the public health, but yes, that's correct.
Mr. Cedra.
Since he has no license, and understand the new law, you can only revoke the license that he had when he committed the offense. So if he...
I think you can prohibit issuance of license
That's for first-time offenders. He has multiple offenses.
Yes.
Separate.
Yeah, he does have a second offense.
So he didn't fall
from 2012.
Mr. Hull, please, can you help us with the path forward?
Yeah, Mr. Duncan has another violation within 5 years, so he's not within the new law, the prohibition on revoking any but the one license. So you could do, quote-unquote, revoke his licenses, which would also prohibit the issuance of new licenses so that he couldn't apply for a new recreational or apply for the waiting period for the commercial license and then get that during the period of revocation.
So I stay with my motion of 5-year revocation prohibition. 5-year. I mean, if you know, harvesting oysters from condemned area, I don't think you can get much worse in our racket.
So it's a motion by Mr. Tankard here for a 5-year revocation period and the prohibition on the issuance of new licenses for 5 years.
Yes, sir.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mrs. Lusk. Is there further discussion on this? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. That motion passes. There is the related and ancillary issue of whether or not to revoke his tidal fishing privileges as well. If you find that he meets the criterion as being either a habitual offender or has been convicted of an offense while under license revocation, or if his behavior could have resulted in the severe negative impact to the commercial seafood industry. Mr. Zedra.
I think the latter is the point here, and not only it was a threat of it, he did it. I mean, he picked up the oysters that were condemned and sold them, so there was no question about his intent, whether he was going to use them for himself. I mean, he sold these condemned oysters to a person he thought was just an ordinary person in the community, maybe a tourist. So this is a really one of the worst acts you can get. This is a consummation of his plan. And so I think that the danger to the commercial industry and the community was demonstrated by his conduct. And so therefore I would move to revoke all of his fishing privileges for a like period of time of 5 years.
There's a second by Mr. France. It's a motion by Mr. Zedra, and it's a second by Mr. France. For the record and to perfect the record here, did Mr. Duncan actually pay you cash, Officer York, or did he just offer to sell you them?
He offered to sell them to me. There was no cash exchange.
All right,
once
so
he offered to sell, once
it
he
was
offered
an
to
attempt
sell.
To sell. Okay, just to clarify the record. So we have a motion by Mr. Tankard, a second by Mr. France here.
Zedra.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Zedra. I'm tired. I'm sorry. Motion by Mr. Zedrin here, second by Mr. France here for the revocation of Mr. Duncan's tidal fishing privileges for 5 years. Any further discussion on that particular motion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. And that motion passes unanimously. Officer York, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please keep a lookout. Is Mr. Thomas Laney in the room? Thomas Laney? Neither of you gentlemen are Thomas Laney. Colonel Reds?
I had the occasion to speak to Mr. Laney earlier in the afternoon. He indicated that he would not be here today, that he did not have a way. I told him I would relay the message.
Okay, well, it's up to the commission whether or not to suspend his licenses until he appears or heard the case in his absence. From what I can tell here, this is a case where it's undersized uncalled oysters here at a 7-quart, 3 quarts over the 4-quart tolerance. It's up to the board. What do you want to do? Mr. Tankard?
Move forward on him.
Any objections? We will proceed with Mr. Thomas Laney.
Thomas Laney.
In his absence. Ms. Iverson.
Thomas Laney III. This is a new conviction. He had in possession uncooled oysters, 7 quarts. Date of offense was February 17th. Date of convention was March 29th. Marine Patrol Officer Wayne Thompson.
Thank you. Oh, I need to swear in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record, Officer Thompson.
William Thompson.
Thank you, sir. What can you tell us about this case?
This is actually a pretty straightforward case. On February 17, at approximately 3:45 p.m., I was in the small boat harbor in a marked unit, marked vessel, in uniform. Saw some oysters being offloaded at 801 Jefferson Avenue, which is Casey Seafood. They were taking them from the boat, putting them up on the seawall. I approached them, looked at the oysters. Some of them appeared to be a little small. Told the captain of the boat that I was going to call the load. And called them and ended up with 7 quarts of undersized oysters, broken oysters and shell, and some dead ones. So it was 7 quarts in violation. Summons was issued for the 7-quart violation. And the case was tried in Newport News Journal District Court before Judge Stein on March 29th. They pled not guilty. They were found guilty and ordered to pay a $250 fine and court costs of approximately $101.
Are there questions from the commission?
What was the demeanor of Mr. Laney?
Help speed this along a little bit. The co-defendant, which is the next case, is here also, and it's the exact same evidence. The demeanor was good on both of them.
Okay.
No, they were cooperative. Had no problems whatsoever.
Any other questions from the commission?
One more question,
Mr. Tanker.
Were they surprised? It's almost 100% over the limit.
The captain of the boat, Mr. Hayes, stated that he had gotten Mr. Laney to help him that day, and they hadn't normally been working together, and that he probably should have watched him more closely.
Any other questions from the commission?
No, sir.
Well, I would love to ask Mr. Laney a couple questions, but he's not here. So, Ms. Iverson, where are the matrix guidelines suggest in this case?
The commission matrix of guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of 50% or greater over the tolerance of undersized shellfish during a 12-month period should result in at least a 1-year probation. In accordance with Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Laney on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, July 25, 2017, through July 24, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Laney's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Laney appearing before the commission for hearing on license revocation.
Commission operates on motions.
No question.
Mr. Neal.
All right, the matrix guidelines, possession of at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish for a single violation is 1 year. And again, this is more of this procedure, getting this explained kind of stuff, but recommend sanction for 2 or more violations in 5 years would be a 6-month revocation. He has 2 previous convictions in 2015, so that's within 5 years, correct? Have the same offense, actually. Uncalled oysters twice in 2015, and then uncalled oysters on this one. So the guidelines actually would call for a 6-month revocation. And I'm addressing the attorneys in the room.
And I'm waiting for the attorneys in the room. Ms. Yep. Black.
Yes, it appears that there is a second violation within 5 years.
I got a question.
Mr. Zedra.
Can you go back to that slide where you have the convictions? See, the bottom one down there says date of offense. It's February 2012. And over here in my packet, it's got two convictions in 2015. Can you explain the difference there?
The 2015 are the ones that's coming out of this particular case that he's in front of us for. I don't have the 2015 on here.
Now, this was an offense on February 17th of
2017
of this year.
All right, then down the bottom, you got two.
Yeah, those are previous convictions. Those are the two previous ones.
Well, I'll go back to the slide here.
I think this is just a typo.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I can't believe that he'd be charged in 2012 and then get convicted to 2015.
Yeah, I believe that's the typo. I think they're both 2015.
All right. Thank you.
They're not.
I didn't understand what you were saying.
Oh, hold on a second. Mr. Hall.
Yeah, just looking over the information that's included in your packet at the very end, the police summons report, there's one from 15 and one from 2012. So defense date on the last one is 2-2-2012, and 1-4th is 2-3-2015.
So this one is the typo.
Yep.
Yeah, so the typo wasn't in the typo is in the offender when you're looking at your Word document versus PowerPoint.
Having said that, he still has multiple violations within the five-year period. So,
so this one is correct.
Okay. As I recall, our practice has been for the last couple of years is people that have culling violations to get a period of probation. That's what we've been doing for the last couple of years. I think we've deviated only in those cases where there's a long and extensive history of similar violations for the same offense. I'm not sure Mr. Laney's offenses here rise to a level in my mind here of going past a probationary period.
And I don't disagree with that. I'm just understanding the new law and our guidelines.
Yeah.
And the guidelines under the new regulations would be a six-month revocation. But I have zero problem with probationary period for a culling violation, maybe a 2-year instead of a 1-year or something like that. This is his third conviction for the same thing. So he needs to learn how to measure moisture.
Mr. Frass,
the other two convictions weren't severe enough to where he had to come before the commission also.
I think that's true. And I'll note that this particular conviction didn't seem to be enough to bring him in front of the commission today either.
Why is he here? The culling thing comes before us.
He no longer has a commercial license or oysters or fail net. He just recently transferred out.
Today has not been easy since the get go.
So can we do a civil penalty?
No, can't do a civil penalty here. He wasn't caught fishing while his license was revoked. So I think the options before the board here at this point is probation, but it's a question of degree of probation. I think in keeping with the prior practices for culling violations over the last couple of years, we've been going with a probationary term, and I think it's usually been about a year. That does actually put your leash on him for a year, and if he has a violation within that year, he'll be back here, and I think that you'll have a different path forward in his case, if that's the case.
All right. I move for 1-year probation.
Yeah, second. Mr. Tankard moves for 1-year probation in this case, and that's the second by Mr. Neal. Any Further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. It's a year of probation for Mr. Thomas Laney III. Next case, Mr. Richard Hayes. Mr. Hayes, please come forward. Thank you for being here, sir. So, Mr. Hayes, let me swear you in here. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name into the microphone.
Richard Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Ms. Iverson is going to lay out some of the basics here for us to start this.
Mr. Richard Hayes, the new conviction, having in possession on Cole Oyster, 7 quarts. Date of offense was February 2017. Conviction was 329. Officer Warren Thompson, Mr. Hayes, 2017 and 2016. Licenses and gears, has no previous conviction.
Mr. Thompson here, for the record here, can you tell us what happened? You're already sworn in. You stayed sworn in.
The exact same evidence. He was the captain of the vessel that I just called.
Excellent. We'll incorporate the record from the previous case into this case here. Any questions? One question to make sure that it's on the record here. Mr. Hayes was the captain of the vessel this day.
That is correct.
Correct. All right. Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Hayes, please step forward to the microphone. What happened here?
As you can see, trying to help a friend out, his record shows it. I mean, I learned from my mistakes, and I do my best. I have my license for probably, what, 5 or 6 years now? I finally give up the scalloping thing. I've been scalloping since I was 19, so I bought my own boat and come here, and he was down on his luck, down and out, so I tried to help him out. I ended up getting the ticket right with him. I should, like I spoke with Mr. Thompson, I should have kept a better eye on him, but I just, like I said, I just bought my boat in October, just learning everything.
Yep, you were also the captain, so you are responsible. You should have kept a closer eye on him.
100%. All right.
All right, you have some oyster licenses. You have a hand tongue, hand scrape license. Is that correct? Okay. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Hayes, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Is this going to happen again?
I don't even speak with a guy no more.
Well, I don't mean just with him, but with anybody?
No, sir. I do my best, and I try to keep my license and my stuff correct.
I mean, he strikes me as a decent guy here. Don't take this the wrong way, but I don't want to see it back here.
Believe me. Okay. I hate sitting on that hard chair for 5.5 hours.
That was probably quite a penalty there. Yeah. Excruciating, I'll bet. Ms. Iverson, what does the matrix guidelines suggest in this particular case for Mr. Hayes?
The commission's matrix of guidelines for sanctions specify that 1, conviction of possession of 50% or greater over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a 1-year probation in accordance with Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia. The matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Hayes on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, July 25th, 2017 through July 24th, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Hayes' part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Hayes appearing before the commission on hearing license revocation.
Mr. France.
Yes, this Mr. Hayes, this is his first violation, and I would move for 6 months probation.
You know, that was exactly what I was thinking here. Mr. Hayes, that would be a probationary period through the this year's oyster season. He's had oyster licenses. I'm sorry, Mrs. Lusk?
A second.
Second by Mrs. Lusk. Is there a discussion that I haven't already preempted? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Mr. Hayes, it's a 6-month probationary term, and I think that's because you have a clean record until now and that you had the good decision to come here and stand before the commission, and we hear your attitude, and 3, you've also paid the penalty of having to sit here all day and having to listen to all this. 6-month probationary term. If you go with the officer, he'll give you a letter that spells out your appeal rights if you want to appeal the court's decision. All right. Thank you, sir. Dot the I's and cross the T's because we don't want to see you back here. Thank you, sir. You too.